Now, more and more South Africans are buckling under the pressure of debt, and the consequences are spilling into the workplace. Beyond missed payments, over-indebtedness is linked to mental health challenges, impaired judgment, and even workplace misconduct. It is a serious issue. So could debt-related stress qualify as a form of incapacity or serve as a defense in disciplinary matters? It's a tough intersection of law, economics, and I guess even psychology. And joining me now to discuss this is Malisela Letwaba, Associate in Employment Law at the law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer. Malisela, welcome to you. And let's start here. Just how serious is the over-indebtedness problem in South Africa? And why suddenly has this become an amplified workplace issue?
Thank you for having me. I think from an employment law perspective, it's really over time becoming a very serious problem in the workplace. Many employers are finding themselves in situations where they have a workforce or employees who find themselves in positions where they are financially overstretched. And this has implications on productivity, workplace attendances, and the like. So all in all, the knock-on effect of employees being overly indebted is that it affects performance, which ultimately affects business operations and outputs.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, though, the law has traditionally treated debt as a private matter. What is changing now to bring it into employment law and under that spotlight?
I think from a legal perspective, and particularly in employment law, we look at it to the extent that it affects workplace issues and how it really creeps into the workplace is the adverse or knock-on effects that it has on employee productivity. So it's not the only issue that affects employee performance, but it's just one of the key issues that has crept into the workplace, especially considering the state of the economy, the increased cost of living, the demand for more money insofar as employees are concerned, wage demands and the like, and inflation. So employees ultimately find themselves in a position where they require more funds, more money in order to sustain themselves. And in instances where they have to incur debt, this naturally knocks on to their workplace performance.
And are we in uncharted territory legally at the moment? Is there legal precedent in this country for financial distress being a valid defense in a misconduct case, for instance?
So at this juncture, the Labour Court and the Labour Appeal Court have not ruled on this particular issue. But if we go back to the grassroots level, we look at incapacity at the very basic as to what is incapacity and how does it affect an employee. Now, if an employee is financially overstretched, it may have psychological effects which render the employee incapacitated due to ill health. And really where the whole issue of over-indebtedness comes in is the base of it all. But traditionally, incapacity will always be incapacity. And from a misconduct perspective, it can be used as a mitigating factor to say that I acted in this fashion because of my financial situation.
But difficult to prove that link between debt and impaired decision making. And in that respect, then, could employers legally factor that into their handling of poor performance or rule breaking, given that it's fairly woolly and opaque, isn't it?
It really is fairly woolly and opaque. And how we look at it is the nexus between the two would be for the employee to show. So by way of example, if an employee says that because of my financial situation, my mental state has been affected, and because my mental state has been affected, this is what it's led me to do. Ultimately, the employee needs to show the knock-on effect or the connection between the over-indebtedness and the conduct or the incapacity. It must ultimately affect the employee's mindset and alter the ability to, one, appreciate the difference between right and wrong, and to act accordingly.
I know that lawyers get very excited when I use the word evidence, but let me use it in this question. Is there specific evidence that an employee would need to provide for a debt-related mental health issue to be taken seriously in any kind of disciplinary or incapacity proceeding?
I think very much like all other incapacity proceedings, the usual medical reports, the medico-legal, the psychological assessments, the occupational therapist assessments, all those types of reports would greatly assist the employee in proving that because of their over-indebtedness, they had a knock-on effect on their mental state.
There's also stigma, though, and many employees may choose not to disclose financial distress, and employers then need to be looking out for signs, I imagine, as to how they need to evaluate and respond, surely.
Certainly. So employers are also encouraged to look out the telltale signs of employees being a bit overstretched, just to also put in place workplace measures such as EAP programs. You know, many workplaces have employee support systems and call lines where that employees can make use of in order to obtain assistance, counseling and the like. So from an employer's perspective, there's always that safeguard that they can put in place just to attempt to at least lower the risk of such occurring in the workplace.
And companies themselves have also got to take measures to protect themselves, surely, from financial risk. But at the same time, they've got to show empathy and support to struggling employees. And given where we find ourselves in South Africa right now and the state of the economy, that has become a real knife edge issue.
No, certainly it has. And from an employer perspective, really, as long as the employer can provide the usual, the requisite guidance and support in terms of EAP systems and the like, employers should really be in the clear, because ultimately when we go back to the grassroots level, the issue of being financially overstretched, whether in the form of whether it constitutes incapacity or misconduct, all boils down to where the classic or a classic employment law reasons for dismissal are concerned. It's just yet another factor that's really creeping into the workplace and can be used in justification of a particular stance by employees.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Malisela Letwaba, Associate in Employment Law at Cliff Dekker Hoffmeyer. Appreciate your time.